It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous, roving, etc. reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, let's start over in Amenian this week at the Troutbeck Symposium, which is in its 5th year, and it's an educational program that w blows people away. It's a program where students from around the area, both on the Connecticut and New York side, present projects mainly dealing with civil rights, because Troutbeck was the site of a lot of civil rights activities. And the kids had videos and poems and just amazing, amazing works. Place was packed. They apparently have the this was on Thursday. The night before, they have a program for the community, and then on Friday there's a panel discussion with some of the adults in the area, or some of the adults who are part of the program. And lots of interesting videos. The Housatonic kids did a couple of movies which were really just exceptional. One was about Martin Luther King's summers in Simsbury, Connecticut, working on a tobacco farm and the inspiration that had for the rest of his life. Another was the story of Robin Starr, was done by both Housatonic and Cornwall Consolidated School. That was a slave back in the revolutionary times. They have discovered his family's graves in Calhoun Cemetery, and they are the 7th graders at Cornwall Consolidated are working on getting a gravestone for Robin Starr, which doesn't there isn't one. So just a lot of good stuff. And it's open to the public, so it's April every year if folks want to go. And again, we're lucky to have so many wonderful programs in this area. And as well as that translates also to the Salisbury Forum on Friday night at Hotchkiss. Akhil Reed Amar, who was a law professor and author, was the speaker. He's been there several times. Record crowd of 400 people attending Friday night. He spoke about basically, he's written 2 books. The third is on the way, about the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, focusing on all men are created equal. And he gives a really good talk, and dispels some of the myths that many of us have believed over the years. He throws out questions and asks the audience, and it's a real learning experience. And the Salisbury Forum always just boggles my mind that they get these amazing people, and that community members can come free of charge and listen, where elsewhere you'd have to pay big bucks to go and hear some of these people. This week was Arbor Day of last week, so lots of schools did Arbor Day programs. As you can see outside, trees are starting to bud, so it's a perfect time. Tom Zetterstrom in Canaan, of course, does a bang up job planting a tree each year for the kids at that arboretum. North Canaan Elementary is the only school around that has an arboretum, I believe. In Kent, they planted a tree on a neighbor's property. Christopher Martin is a volunteer at the school, and he invited them to plant a dogwood on his lawn. So there was a school-wide program there. And then they go back to school and do a whole assembly about recycling, and the kids do murals, and they're part of a contest, a billboard design contest, and the kids get are competing and get awards for their entries, all to instill the importance of the environment to the kids. And the Kent community donated 1,000 pounds of plastic filler this past year, and so through this. They work through the Housatonic Resources Recovery Authority, which runs the transfer, helps run the transfer station in Kent. And so for that, all those plastics, they were given a lovely bench made from all the plastics that will be situated somewhere prominently in the school. Again, a great learning experience for all the kids. I'm staying in Kent on Saturday. We had the groundbreaking, the ceremonial groundbreaking for Kent Memorial Library. It's going through a renovation expansion project, and it is being housed in temporary quarters on the Kent Green for the next year or so. The groundbreaking brought lots of people, including Governor Lamont. He was here as well as Congresswoman Johanna Hayes and State Rep Maria Horn. They were all there to hear some speeches and get an idea of what's going to be going on. The for those of you who know Kent, if we have a little brick library that dates back to 1922, and next to it is the old firehouse that was on the property owned by the library. It was built there years ago. They are now going to connect the two. The project will be bringing the firehouse to the library connection, and that's going to be a place for storing books as well as a large community room for meeting.
So are
So,
they gonna take down the firehouse, or they're gonna go
no,
with?
they're renovating it.
Ah, interesting.
It is interesting. It's going to be very interesting when it gets done, because if you look at it now, it's hard to picture, but the renderings make it look really interesting. It's a $7 million project. They got $2 million from a construction grant from the Connecticut State Library Association, or State Library, and raised over $5 million locally. Similar to how Sharon did its and Salisbury when they renovated and expanded their libraries. So it was a lovely event. And then in Sharon, there is the just opened on Saturday night the exhibit about revisiting independence. And that's a great, a really great exhibit. It's done in three parts, and 1776, 1876, and 1976, and what Sharon was like in those decades and years, and what independence meant. So I highly recommend visiting the Sharon Historical Society. It's really amazing. Lots of, everything is sort of focused on 250th, so that's just one of the exhibits going on, or programs going on, and probably will be going all summer. The Little Guild Animal Shelter is nearing completion in Cornwall. There's going to be an open house on May 9th. If you've driven by, you'll be quite impressed by what it looks like. Quite a difference from the little house that housed the shelter for many years.
I
That
did
too.
drive by there a couple of weeks ago, and was like, "Oh, good Lord!
Yeah,
They won't know what to do with all that space. I'm sure it
nor
will fill up, but
the
it's
animals.
amazing."
The animals are gonna think they went to heaven. I mean,
Oh,
they're gonna
goodness.
be, all sorts of facilities and outdoor things, and yeah, it's
You
pretty
know,
amazing.
I hadn't realized the scope of it and how large it was until you drive by it, and it's like, "Wow, that is quite an upgrade."
Yes. So, so May 9th, folks can come out at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the open house and see it. And again, this community, when it rallies, when they want something to happen, and their donations came flooding in as well, and making
Well,
this all possible.
the Little Guild has an impact much broader than just where it's located as well.
That's
So,
true.
and especially with the expansion now, they'll be able to give even more help, I'm presuming, because they didn't have what I call a really big space there where they were.
No, not at all.
So, and then
Yeah.
they put this giant building there now, so they should be able to take in a lot more and do a lot more there. So, you know,
They
again,
always talked about the I don't know, adopters meeting their adoptees in the lobby. You know, I mean, they were cramped spaces, and you'd walk in and somebody was getting a dog or something in the middle of all the business going on. So
well, that wasn't really a lobby. That was like a hallway.
yeah, in
Now
little
they probably
rooms.
have a real lobby.
In fairness, it worked, and this is going to be even better.
Yeah, I
Oh yeah,
mean,
there's
that's
no
great.
doubt.
The towns are major on the list of concerns is trash for most of these towns. And since Mira closed its facility, and towns have been trucking their stuff to Torrington to truck it out west, they are now banding together, the first selectmen from most of the towns, to seek a regional facility in Torrington. As we've said all along, trash is a huge issue, just a huge issue. And Mira's closing left really a hole. And there are lots of meetings going on, and several of the towns have already voted to join this regional. They want to keep it public. That's the thing. There's talk of privatizing it, and this first selectman, most of the towns are joining this Northwest Resource Recovery Authority, a regional effort. So we'll be following that and seeing what happens. Kent is the only one not involved because years ago Kent signed up with Housatonic Resources Recovery Authority. So they've got their own trash route, but
Now, what other towns are part of that one?
that's south. New Milford,
Okay.
Danbury, well, it's headed, yeah,
Yeah, so Kent's the northern tier
toward
of
the
that. It all
north, and
goes south.
so
Okay.
and when this all came about, these other towns wanted to join in with HRRA, but they couldn't. It just wasn't feasible. So yeah, it's Bethel and those towns down there. So that's what's happening, folks. Yeah. And of
What's
course,
happening?
budgets continue to be on the agenda.
Yeah, they have just about 2 months left before everything is packed up and either
Yep.
adopted or not adopted.
Yeah, we all know that it has to be by June 30th. So we have the regional budget coming up. Is that this week? Well, I think that's.
That's a good question.
I think that's this week.
I'm remiss of not knowing that, I have to admit. I
No, I
mean,
think it's next week. It's
next
like,
week, yeah.
yeah,
I know it's in May, yeah.
in
So
May.
we're
Yeah, right. We're
half,
still in April. Yeah.
yeah. We've got a
So
few more days of April left.
that's the first. That's the big, the regional referendum. And then all the towns have their public hearings and then their town meetings. So keep an eye on your town to see what's going on, because as we say, if you want to be heard, you have to go out there and voice your opinion.
That's right. And they've already had the public hearing, haven't they?
In some towns. Oh, and for the region one,
No, for the
yes.
region one. Yeah, for the region
Yeah,
one. No,
and nobody showed up, which is
yeah, for this.
typical. Yeah.
This is just, yeah, the towns have a bit longer to do their thing. The region has a deadline. It's almost here.
So, yeah. So spring is coming, and with it comes all those things.
Spring, summer. All kinds of events coming up too. It really starts rolling this coming weekend. That you get a lot of outdoor events starting, and
Yeah,
it's
the
just,
Sharon Road Race is
yeah,
this
that road race
Saturday.
is coming, and I see the signs continuing to go up around here. Work zone. I'm going, oh, because you know they always show up to do the road work when people are getting ready to do something like that. So. Yeah, and
Yeah.
they've got a lot. The green has a lot of activities going on through the summer these days.
Well, yeah, the road race has been changed. That's down now in Veterans Field, so.
Yeah.
Used to be on the green, they had everything, but it sort of clogged the area, so they've moved everything down on Veterans Field, and it works. So,
Yeah, that's a nice
and that's
area
for
down
the
there.
daycare center. That's yeah. So I would advise people to check with your calendar and other calendars to see what's going on, so you don't miss it.
That's about it. Yep. Much to do, much to do. Springtime is trying to get here. I can't say the temperature necessarily is indicative of spring, but I freeze early, so the older I get, the earlier I freeze.
Understandable.
All righty. So nothing else on the radar?
That's
Well, there's
about
probably
it.
lots on the radar, but you know, this is what we have time to do. So I'm going to have to say thank you so much for Ruth being with us each Tuesday morning to talk about what has been and what will be, and keeping us up to date on what's going on in the northwest corner of Connecticut. And then I have to say thank you to Jill Goodman, who is going to take us out of here.
And I just want to mention something.
Oh,
For
okay.
years, I've been asking Ruth. For years, we've been saying to Ruth, "Hey, Ruth, what's going on in New York?" And she said, "I don't go over the line," but she started her report over the line. So,
Yes, I
yay!
traveled the border. Yes.
So, did you get a stamp in your passport? Did you get a visa? Anyway,
Did,
I will
yes.
say, what?
Yes, of course. I just.
Excellent. I will say this has been, no, I will say also thank you very much, Ruth. And then I will say this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, adventurous, intrepid, etc. reporter on Robin Hood Radio.